Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have an interesting story, and I invite you to listen to it. Story of the Sparrow and the Elephant is the title of today's story. Be with us. A long time ago, Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow lived in the forest. They made their nest on a branch of a blackberry tree. Soon, Mrs. Sparrow laid eggs in the nest. Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow became very happy. Mr. Sparrow took care of her and their eggs. But one day, a big giant and cheeky elephant came near their tree. He started pulling the branches. The sparrow couple got scared after watching this. They pleaded, "Oh, dear elephant, please show mercy. This is our beautiful nest. We laid eggs in the nest. We are waiting for our children to come out eagerly. Please don't break the branches or else our beautiful dreams will also be broken." But that selfish elephant did not listen to anything. He continued destroying that place. At last, he broke that branch. This made the eggs fall and break in a blink of an eye. Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow started crying. Seeing this horrible incident, the sparrow couple's friends came to console them. Some friends were so deeply affected by this incident that they decided to punish the elephant. The mastermind frog made a plan to punish the elephant. He included gnat and woodpecker into his plan. On the next day, all started to search for the arrogant elephant. Later, they found him near the mango tree. "Let us excuse the plan," said the genius frog. Following the order of the mastermind frog, gnat went near the elephant and started buzzing into his ear. This made the elephant angry, and soon he lost control over his body. As he lost control and started to panic, the woodpecker flew towards him and took his eyes off. Moaning in severe pain, the elephant started crying. Due to intemperate pain and excessive crying, his throat started drying up. He went here and there in search of water, but he could not see anything. Listening to tar, 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 the sound of the frog, the elephant thought that he found the lake. He went near the ditch, following the frog's croak. The frog jumped into the lake. Thus the blind elephant assured himself that he had reached the correct place. As he went down to drink some water, he fell into the ditch and died soon after. As all friends took revenge using their intelligence, all animals and birds cheered their win and started dancing and singing. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about this famous proverb that says, "A friend in need is a friend indeed." That is, a friend is one who holds friend's hand. The importance of a friend in life is so great that it can be one of the effective indicators in improving people's mental health. There is no doubt in this issue. In 2011, July 30th was recognized by the United Nations as the Friendship Day, and since then, true friends celebrate this day together. In English, patron, friend, mate, ally, and fellow are used to mean friend. The synonyms of the word friend are brother and the words like what we have it in Arabic terminology, sadiq, or Khalil, close friends. Such words like Sadiq, like Sadiq, like Khalil, like Khalta, like Wad, and others can be found in the Holy Quran. So we talked about the synonyms of this word in English and somehow in Arabic terminology. The importance of a friend in life is so great that, as I said at the beginning of this show, it can be one of the effective indicators in improving people's mental health. And this is definite from the point of view of psychology. A person who has a faithful friend and always encourages him and his presence does not disturb the security of their friendship relationship, is less likely to suffer from physical complications, and the percentage of his helplessness in the face of life's problems is reduced. A friend is the one who tells you the truth, not the one who makes your lie the truth. That is, he doesn't want you to tell a lie and then he's going to change your lie to a truth. The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
We have from different scientists, we have different quotes from different scientists about the concept of friendship. There is a beautiful description of friendship by a thinker that he says, some people should be multiplied so much that their generation does not become extinct. Yeah, they are the reason for your good mood. Those who even think about their essence, a smile sits on your face. They are the same people who accepted you completely in the worst situation. If you have any of these traits and rarities, grab them with both hands. So it means they are the true friends. However, the holy religion, that is Al-Islam, has an important advice and warning about choosing a friend. So what does Islam say here? From the point of view of the Holy Quran, a friend has such an effect on a person's life that it becomes a source of torment and painful suffering for some people in this world and the world to come. And many of the people of hell say, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Woe on me, I wish I had not chosen so-and-so as my friends. In hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is said that about the etiquettes of choosing a friend. Imam says that a friend will never be a friend unless he has three characteristics. So in suffering and trouble, he rushes to help his friend. And second is to protect the honor of his friend in his absence. And he will not forget him even after his death and sends him charity. Let's have a look at what Imam Jawad alayhi salam says about the friendship and how to make such relation with others. Imam alayhi salam says, "Mulaqatul ikhwan nushra wa talqihun lil aql wa in kana nazaran qalila." Meaning that Imam alayhi salam says that meeting with the brothers is a source and inoculation of reason. Imam alayhi salam says that seeing a friend, even if it is short, should bring freshness and a lot of wisdom. So it is not just having this freshness and this sense of friendship, but it increases the person's wisdom. So this is what Imam Jawad alayhi salam says about the features and characteristics of a friend.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.